Good morning. High pressure continues to keep it dry across interior New York and New England, although some high and now even mid-level clouds have been streaming in from the south, just the northern outermost reaches of Hurricane Dorian, blotting out some of the sunshine yesterday, and more of the same will occur today. Temperatures, though, with generally clear skies overnight, have been allowed to drop back into the 40s and lower 50s, and that's where we'll begin the day. And with a mix of sun and clouds from I-90 south and mostly sunny skies to the north, temperatures will average in the lower 70s for afternoon highs today. As we get into the night tonight, the hurricane will track up the northeast coast and well off the coast, while at the same time, a front will pivot our way from southern Canada. The combination of the two will produce mostly cloudy skies, and there is the risk of a shower primarily along the coast, with low temperatures dropping back into the 50s. In fact, a fairly decent shot at a steadier rain in eastern New England early Saturday, with winds buffeting the coast, while interior New York and New England will see a mix of sun and clouds during the day Saturday, and that front could bring the risk of a shower or two, especially across the mountains, but the winds will remain in check and high temperatures will be in the upper 60s to around 70. This whole thing will clear out of the region for the second half of the weekend, and a new area of high pressure will build in. We'll enjoy mostly sunny skies on Sunday with highs in the upper 60s. In fact, that high pressure will keep it sunny and dry early next week, and high temperatures on Monday and Tuesday will be in the upper 60s and lower 70s. At this point, we'll turn our attention to the next front, which will approach with another chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms by Wednesday, otherwise mostly cloudy skies with highs in the mid to upper 70s, and after a morning shower on Thursday, we'll go back to sunshine. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, Hurricane Dorian is expected to continue its track along the mid-Atlantic coast through today as the storm moves over or just offshore of the Outer Banks of North Carolina. Dorian will remain a dangerous hurricane with life-threatening storm surge, dangerous winds, and a threat of tornadoes for coastal areas of North Carolina and even portions of far southeastern Virginia and the lower Chesapeake Bay. In fact, the Storm Prediction Center has highlighted this area for the chance of severe weather through the day due to continuing threats of tornadoes associated with Dorian. Meanwhile, flash flooding is highly likely through today across eastern North Carolina. Heavy rain and the threat of flash flooding will also extend into southeastern Virginia through this evening as Dorian makes its closest approach before moving out to sea. The Weather Prediction Center has highlighted a high risk of excessive rainfall across these areas and where storm totals of as much as 6 to 12 inches can be expected with isolated amounts of 15 inches of rain. As the storm moves farther to the north, wind and rain will also affect coastal sections of southern New England early in the day on Saturday. At Mount Washington, mostly clear skies this morning and 35 degrees with a northeast wind at 8 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 28 degrees. In Albany this morning, mostly sunny with areas of fog and 52 degrees, the dew point 50, 93% relative humidity, calm wind and the barometer at 30.02 inches and falling. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with a chance of rain and highs in the mid-70s, Boston partly sunny in the upper 60s, and in Buffalo partly sunny with the chance of a shower and highs in the lower 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 72 degrees, the low 52, the average temperature 62, that's 4 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 1.77 inches for the month, which is 1.27 inches above normal, and 30.75 inches for the year, which is 4.10 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 76 degrees, the average low, 55. The record high 91 set in 2018 and in 1983, and the record low 38 in 1938. Sunrise this morning was at 6:25 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:21 p.m., 12 hours and 56 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny, pleasant today, with highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower to mid 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy today with highs in the lower 70s. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers tonight, lows in the mid 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy today with highs in the lower 70s. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers tonight, lows in the mid-50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, the risk of a few passing showers, and highs close to 70. Mostly sunny on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, with highs all 3 days in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms on Wednesday, mid to upper 70s. And a chance of a morning shower Thursday, then increasing sunshine with highs back into the mid-70s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.